Hi there. The word for today is on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel 2 verse 49 we read, "The king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego administrators over the province of Babylon." Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew that if they refused to bow to the 90-foot tall statue of King Nebuchadnezzar, by law they would be executed. But you know what? They made a defining decision to stand up for what was right, rather than bow to what was wrong. Now let's be honest, most of us would have come up with a dozen rationalizations like, well, I'm bowing down on the outside, but I'm really standing up on the inside. Or, I'll ask for forgiveness right after I get back up. Or, what good am I to God if I'm dead? But it's our rationalizations that often annul his revelations. When we compromise our integrity, we don't leave room for divine intervention. When we take matters into our own hands, we take God out of the equation. And when we try to manipulate the situation, we miss out on the miracle. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had compromised their integrity and bowed to that statue, they may still have been delivered from the fiery furnace, but it would have been by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, not God, and it would have been from and not through. And they would have forfeited their testimony as well by failing the test. And while they would have saved their lives, they would have sacrificed their integrity. You see, it was their integrity that triggered this amazing miracle. It was their integrity that allowed God to show up and show off on their behalf. Their integrity paid off. Daniel 3 verse 30 says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the province, in the province of Babylon." Here's the bottom line. When you do the right thing, God will do the right thing by you. And that's the word for you today.